about your giant-sized appetite?
Man, it's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa from the Giants Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Coming up on this week's show, we'll take an in-depth look at the Giants-Cowboys rivalry, plus Tom Coughlin and the J Fund and his great event that he has every year at Cipriani in New York City. But to get things started, Rashad Jennings just finished his first year with the New York Giants. Rashad is not only an outstanding football player, but a renaissance man, as we followed him around Miami last offseason.
I'm Rashad Jennings, running back with the New York Giants.
I come down here because you get full treatment from training. Everything's tailored to the individual by their position, by their weight.
Now, one, two, three, up, hold it, down.
Every single year, I see myself progressively getting better. And if it works a little, I want a lot of it. And these are some of the many things that I do to make sure I'm standing on the football field.
Man, I think he made me do some extra ones, man. Woo!
There's a lot of different guys that come down here from different teams.
Right.
You get to get away, you get to train with each other. I always tell people it's a huge difference between working out and training. You know, you can work out by yourself, but you got to train with a group of guys. So it's a good motivation factor.
Years ago, me and Maurice Jones-Drew was training here together. We was living with each other, and we had to find a nice barber. They said this is the spot to come to. Kind of been coming here ever since. Coming from Jacksonville for 4 years, being in Oakland for one, transitioning to New York. It's great to be a part of tradition, and I look forward to carrying that legacy on.
Hand off Jennings. He runs right and goes in, standing up, touchdown Giants. Fouls to the crowd. There's a little Michael Jackson.
Giants has done nothing but fit my expectations, and I'm planning on to continue to represent the blue in the way they want to.
All right, let's keep this day going.
Growing up, I was considered a dork and a nerd, and nothing has changed. And so, since I have some free time on my hands, I'm going to come in here to the Museum of Discovery and Science so I can continue to learn and also spend some time with some kids.
Lightning looks for a ground, which I'm assimilating a cloud.
Two, that thing's pretty intense. How amazing is that to be able to swim and run around like it ain't nothing?
You know what? These otters look pretty cool. I'm gonna go see if I can feed a few.
Marlin.
Hey, Marlin.
Our oldest otter, he's 10 years old.
You
wanna feed him?
Yeah, I'll feed him a few. That's cute. All right, my friends, we'll see you next time.
I'm here at Asia Bay, and I have the pleasure of Chef Rex here with me. He's gonna take me through the 101 on how to make sushi.
The rough side, always on top.
Rough side, always on top.
Then grab some rice. And just put it on the very top. Spread it out.
All right. Two crab sticks.
You got chicken broth. And your favorite.
Avocados.
Well, I love cooking, and this field of cooking inspires me because I love sushi. There's a way to make it health conscious, and it's good finger food.
Here to flip.
Yeah, flip it. Tuck it in.
Voila. Oh, here we have a California roll. Crab stick, avocados, cucumbers, seaweed, surrounded by rice.
It's good eat.
This came out pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I told him. He's going to be the new head chef.
So, Giants fans, it was a pleasure to take you around South Florida where I train at during the offseason. You got to see me run physically, how I get in shape. You got to see me learn mentally, how I love to learn. You got to see me eat. Nutritionally, how I like to eat. So I hope you guys enjoyed yourself. You know where to hear me on Twitter and Facebook at Rashad Jennings, and you know where to find me at MetLife Stadium.
Rashad obviously has a lot of varied interests, but the one thing that's certain, when he's in the building, he's all about football and trying to make his teammates and himself better football players. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll look at one of the Giants' hottest rivals, the Dallas Cowboys, as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. When you think about the Giants and their division rivals, each rivalry has its own unique characteristic. For the Giants and Cowboys, well, there's always been that relationship. Remember, the first ever head coach of the Cowboys was Tom Landry, who started with the Giants as an assistant coach and as a player. So here's a closer look in our legacy interview of the Giants-Cowboys rivalry.
In 1981, Big Blue would head into the final game of the regular season, needing a win against the Dallas Cowboys for their first playoff berth in 18 years.
We've always fallen short. We've never made it to the postseason. But you know what? We're going to make the postseason. And you know those Dallas Cowboys? We're going to beat those son of a guns this year. That was the time that we came of age.
In overtime, Joe DiNello would kick the Giants back into the postseason.
Good! The Giants win!
The rivalry would be renewed in the Giants' 2007 Super Bowl season, when Dallas swept their regular season meeting with Big Blue.
Wide open Owens, makes the catch, runs out of a tackle, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Terrell Owens.
You know, Dallas had a lot of great wars against them. When I think about Super Bowl runs for either team, they always had to go through one or the other. You know, when I won my Super Bowl, we had to go down to Dallas and beat them on their home turf.
Despite being the underdogs in the 2007 NFC Divisional Playoff game, the Road Warrior Giants would show the football world that they were peaking at just the right time, en route to capturing their third Vince Lombardi trophy.
That was the biggest game for us that year. I mean, I think it was even bigger than the Super Bowl because the fact that the Cowboys were such a rivalry to us. They had beat us twice that year, and they embarrassed us. So when we got a chance to play them again, it was like, you know, this is it.
Manning takes the snap. Back to throw. Swings one left. Wide open two at the Cowboys 40. Jets a tackle down the left sideline.
Sensational, particularly when they need it.
Rise up, D, come on!
Yeah, go!
So it's wow. Down to one play. A season is down to one play.
They got a goal in the end zone! End zone!
Here we go, 4-11 at the Giants 23. 16 seconds to go. Giants leading by 4. Romo takes the snap. Back to throw, has time to the end zone, intercepted by the Giants! And the Giants, they have earned a trip to the NFC Championship game in Green Bay at historic Lambeau Field.
That's a great win. That's a great win. Nobody gave us a chance. Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3.
Team!
2 years later in 2009, Jerry Jones would unveil his massive prototype of modern-day arenas, and the Giants traveled to Dallas for the first ever game at Cowboys Stadium. Once again, Big Blue would look to play the role of spoiler.
Lobs one right to the sideline. Sliding catch and drop. Manningham, then he caught it again. Touchdown! And the New York Giants have defeated the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys lost the final game in Texas Stadium, and they lose the first game in Cowboys Stadium.
This classic rivalry would reach new heights in the Giants' championship season of 2011. The Giants would find themselves with their backs against the wall, needing a desperate win in Dallas to keep their playoff hopes alive. Trailing by 2 scores late in the fourth quarter, Eli Manning would once again lead the Giants' comeback.
You know the circumstances. 5 minutes left, you're down 12. You know, you need 2 touchdowns. And, you know, I thought it was big that, you know, in that circumstance, hey, we said, all right, we're going no huddle, you know, back in the two-minute drive type deal. And we went down there and scored pretty quickly.
He's back to throw. He looks middle. He throws middle to the goal line. Touchdown, Jake Ballard. Just got it across on Lee.
Now our defense, you know, we needed a stop from them. And they got a 3-and-out for us and got the ball back and really had plenty of time. We weren't in a super rush on that final drive to go down and score. Could, you know, run the ball some and do a few things. And so, obviously, scored.
Second and goal at the 1 for the lead, a minute to go. Hand off Jacobs. He runs right, follows his blockers to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants.
Eli Manning is doing the impossible again.
Despite these late-game heroics, a Dallas field goal would still tie the game in the final seconds of regulation.
And now Dan Bailey will try to tie this up with a 47-yarder from the left hash with 6 seconds to go.
What a game.
Snap is good again. Kick on its way, and it's blocked! Blocked by the Giants, and it bounced into the end zone and through the back of the end zone, and the Giants will win it. Jason Pierre-Paul, JPP. And the New York Giants have saved their season as they come to Dallas and defeated the Cowboys.
Three weeks later, the scene would shift to MetLife Stadium, but the stakes were the same. With the NFC East title and a playoff berth on the line, the Giants and Cowboys would clash in the final game of the regular season. And en route to their fourth Super Bowl championship, the Giants would blaze to the finish line.
Cruz has got it. Down the left side, Lenny goes. Across midfield to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Victor Cruz. 74 yards, and he's done it again. And they're celebrating in the aisles at MetLife Stadium. The New York Giants are the NFC East champions.
Congratulations to the NFC East champions. Yeah. Great job of finishing now. Great job of finishing this part of the season.
The Giants-Cowboys rivalry, two games that are always circled on Giants fans' calendars. We're going to take a timeout when we come back. Tom Coughlin always has all 16 circled on his calendar. The other thing that's always first and foremost for Coach Coughlin, the J Fund. We'll tell you about it after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. You know that Giants head coach Tom Coughlin is always focused on trying to win football games and win another championship. He's also very committed to his family. The other thing that Coach Coughlin and his family are very committed to, the J Fund.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer, to support them in every way that we possibly can.
Hi there. How are you?
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what, we do care.
I believe we can make it be a brighter day.
Whether it's educational grants, counseling, or financial assistance, the J Fund also promises to be there.
Financially was the way that they helped us, which was really helpful, because if not, who knows where we would have been at today.
They just take care of the whole family, not just the child that has the disease. They take care of everyone, because everyone is affected in one way or another, not just the actual patient.
They made us believe that everything was going to be fine and they will be with us from day one. And that's exactly what has happened.
It makes me smile. It makes me feel good about myself and that I'm not alone. It just picks up my spirit. And I go home and everything's okay.
It was actually my dad's idea. He thought it'd be really fun for the kids to get an opportunity to see sort of backstage at a football stadium. We just got so much terrific feedback from the kids that were a part of it in the past. So we decided we really wanted to make this a signature event for the Tom Coughlin J Fund. I had a dream
so big and loud. I jumped. Right around, take some pictures.
Ready? Go! Go, go, go!
Go, buddy!
Go!
What the ice cream social means to me, this gives them a day to have fun. That's the whole deal.
Who wants to eat some cake?
All right, Coach, you guys do the first cut, please.
A day like today brings us all together just to be able to have fun and just to enjoy meeting the players and seeing this behind the scenes. Something that everybody doesn't get a chance to see really makes them feel special.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
The Giants have been so supportive of everything that we do with the J Fund, and the whole staff is involved in making it a success. and making it so terrific for the family. And I think it's contagious when you see what's going on here, that more and more people want to be a part of it, and they want to find a way to help us make it even better than it already is.
We are very proud to celebrate our 10-year anniversary in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area, and to honor everyone we have helped and who has helped us tackle childhood cancer.
Obviously, the J Fund has been hugely successful, not only in Jacksonville, but here in the New York metropolitan area. And this past season, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin and the J Fund celebrated their 10th anniversary in New York City with their big gala at Cipriani.
We're here again to try to do better, because the goal is always to do the best that you can. And if we can raise more money, we can distribute that money to those in need.
This thing's really grown over the years, and but Coach Coughlin's passion for the J Fund has not. It's something he's very passionate about. He loves, this is a special night for him.
Jay's life was short, but his legacy is long and powerful.
We can't thank Coach Coughlin enough for everything he has done in Jay's memory. What a legacy, thanks to Coach Coughlin.
It's a hard group to say no to, because you see right in front of you the great work that they do. You see the families that so desperately need help, and it's a great thing to be a part of.
You know, I expected it to be a great event, first class, it's for a good cause. You know, he's done so much, he's been so influential for so many people that, you know, it fits him to have, you know, a charity set up where he's doing unbelievable things to so many people.
The amount of money that we're able to raise, the amount of children we're able to support, the amount of families we're able to give resources to.
There are tons of families out there that are in need, and the J Fund is filling that void, both financially, spiritually, mentally, and really just giving that family a bigger family of support to know that there are people out there that care for them.
The works of the J Fund are a testament to a young man whose spirit inspires us to do all that we can to serve those who are in need.
Coach Coughlin and the entire staff at the J Fund looking forward to another big year this season in the New York metropolitan area, raising a lot of money for a great cause. When we come back, we'll tell you about the Giants' trip to the Bronx as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. You know, the New York Giants have always had a tremendous relationship with the Bronx. In 1956, the Giants moved from the Polo Grounds to Yankee Stadium, where they called it home until 1973 before moving to Giant Stadium. So Giant alumni and Coors teamed up to go back to the Bronx for a little cleanup.
So today we're at Ferry Point Park in the Bronx. It's just underneath the Whitestone Bridge. It's a large park. It's about 413 acres, I believe. There's a number of soccer fields, cricket fields. So it's really a very busy place, especially in the summertime. And it's important that people, you know, recognize it as a resource to the community, and they want to give back. So it's great to have these volunteers out today. We have volunteers from a number of organizations, New York Giants, Coors, Univision Radio, Wado, out volunteering in the park, doing a little bit of cleanup.
It's kind of like a treasure hunt. Luckily, we're on a great day, and it's, as you can see, it's not raining and it's not cold, so it's a great day to pick up trash and try to beautify this beautiful park here. It's got a lot of good stuff going on.
Doritos, one of my favorites.
We got the tools, the proper tools, this, that. My buddy Joe Morris is out here. He's already a little bit ahead of me. He's already filled 16 garbage bags full, if you can believe it. So we're working hard.
Somebody throw us some mittens.
We live in a world, and we're a part of it. As athletes, sometimes people put us on too high of a pedestal. Come out here and pick up and grab things from the ground that other people have thrown on the ground. It shows that I have awareness of where I am, who I am, and what I am in the ecosystem. I'm trying to help by giving something back.
Here's my flip-flop that I lost. From Von Dutch. Parks and the recreation department that run this don't have the resources to have come out here, people doing it all the time. So it's nice to come out here and do some things to help others to come out to the park. They want to be able to come in a nice, clean place, and giving back is a good thing to do. Everybody should do it. You know, a lot of this stuff affects the wildlife, too.
It's just important to be connected with the community, to have the New York Giants actually out and in the areas, you know, where their fans are and their customer base is. It's really important that the people of the community see that they're really active and really engaged, and that they understand that the spaces that are important to the community are important to them also.
This is our city, and we have to help clean it, police it, and try to change the way things are being done.
It's a shame that you kind of see all the littering that goes on, but we do events like this to come out and try to help beautify things, and it's just a fun day.
It's always great seeing the Giants give back to the community and alumni being involved as well. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, and, of course, on Twitter at Giants and on the Giants' new mobile app. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Poppa. We'll see you again next week for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.